Hey, it's great to be back with this fine group again. I've presented to the L.A. Computer Society, 20, 30 times it seems like. Many of them were down there in Los Angeles. And yes, I've probably been in that exact room that you're sitting in right now. But, Anyway, it's great to be back and see some friendly faces there. I recognize a few of you, and glad to be with you.
Also, Gene, I just wanted...
I live in a little town in southern Utah called St. George, Utah.
Hey, Gene, I wanted to remind everyone really quick.
We're a fairly small town, but we're getting bigger and bigger as time goes by. We're right near Zion's National Park. And so we get a lot of tourists. It's the only warm place in Utah, so you'll find that a lot of us seniors live here in St. George because we don't have to shovel the white stuff. St. George is getting pretty big. We've got three Walmarts in town, three of them. So it really is getting pretty big. In fact, within an hour's drive, we've got five or six Walmarts that we could get to. Anyway, we're going to change now to the screen sharing mode. And so we'll turn off our video. We'll come back to this at the end of the presentation. I'm going to turn my video off. And shortly I'll have my screen up and running, and you'll be able to see exactly what is on my computer's main screen. All right, let's get that one clicked on the wrong button there. There it is. Okay, and get rid of this little thing up here. Can you see that? Is that taking up the full screen? All right. Our topic today is picking the best backup approach. And as I say, as I said, I live in St. George, Utah. Picture of my wife and I in St. George. No, not really. That was actually taken a couple of years ago when we were on vacation in Hawaii. We're glad to, it was a good picture of both of us, and that's why I use it. Anyway, our topic today deals with the best way to protect your computer from viruses and spyware and identity theft. And the latest one is ransomware. All of the big attacks today, this year, are ransomware attacks. And that's the one you need to be prepared for. And part of all of that mix of things that will prepare and protect your computer are backups. Now, a lot of people don't think of backups as a protection against internet viruses and ransomware and stuff. But it is perhaps the best protection you can get. Here's an example of an ad put out by PCmatic. This was several months ago, and Rob Cheng was saying, PCmatic is all you'll ever need. Well, that was a little optimistic. It's a good product, but PCmatic is not all you'll ever need. In fact, a product like PCmatic can only protect against 70 to 90% of the viruses and other ransomware and other things that are out on the market. That means something like 10 to 30% slip through the cracks and can still destroy and crash your computer. Also, PCmatic and these other utilities that we all run will not correct the problem once attack has occurred. And so we're left with a partially crippled system when a virus attack hits our computer. And a good backup is the only solution to fixing the attack problem. It's like the broken egg, you know, Humpty Dumpty set on the wall. And all the king's men and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. So the antivirus, anti-ransomware software that's on the market will not put your computer back together again. Only a good backup can do that. And so you need a combination. Everyone needs to back up their computers on a regular basis and run it with whatever protection you have and even some new protection to protect yourself against ransomware. So that's sort of where we're going tonight, is to look at the best way to protect your computer. Now, the problem with backups is that there are many different types of backups. There's file backups, clone backups, online backups, and image backups. They all claim to be the very best and only way you need to do backups. But we're going to look at each one of these briefly, and I'm going to show you what the strengths and weaknesses of each one are. And I hopefully will find one of the bunch that's really very good for doing backups. Okay, let's start out. File backups. After the first PC with a hard drive was put out, do you know how big that hard drive was, by the way, on the IBM PC XT computer? 10 megabytes, not gigabytes, not terabytes, megabytes, 10 megabytes. And so there was still a way to back them up. Some early software came out, and what it did, it was file backup software. It would go out and give you a list of all of the files on your hard drive. And then you'd check off which ones you wanted to back up. And they would then be copied to some other device. In those days, it was normally a 5 1/4 inch floppy disk, and several of them, by the way. And then if anything happened to your main hard drive, you had copies of those files on your floppy disk files. Some problems with this approach. Windows, you could back up all the Windows files on your computer. Of course, in those days, it was DOS. You could back up all those files, but restoring them would not make your computer run again. And any programs installed on that hard drive probably wouldn't be able to run again, too. So really, only your data files could be backed up and used again. And so a file backup approach is really a partial backup approach. And I consider it today a very poor backup approach. Some people will do a type of file backup. They'll go out and they'll copy all of their pictures on their computer and put them on a CD or a thumb drive, or they'll copy all of their music files or spreadsheets and put them on individual files and CDs. But it's a haphazard, sort of a little here and a little there approach, not a good backup approach to really protect your computer. A few months or years later, we came out with the disk copy approach, or the clone approach. And this is where you would back up your entire main hard drive to a second hard drive that you would attach to your computer. And when you got done, that second hard drive or copy was a exact duplicate of your main hard drive. And it was good to hold it in your hand and say, boy, if anything happens to that main hard drive, I just have to take it out of the computer, plug this backup hard drive in its place, and I can be up and running again my complete system, programs and files and everything, in just a few minutes. And so that was a big advantage, but there were some disadvantages. The big disadvantage is that it took up an entire physical hard drive to make one backup. And one backup is just not adequate. At a minimum, you need a minimum of three physical backups to do, to be protected. And so most people only do one clone. And unfortunately, it is just not adequate. Not only that, if your backup should fail, if your main hard drive should fail, it's pretty cumbersome to tear your computer apart, open up the box, pull out the crashed hard drive, and put your cloned hard drive in its place. And a lot of people today are just not comfortable of digging inside the computer box itself. So cloning is also a poor backup approach today. That brings us to the third area of backups. And these are online backups or internet backups, the cloud backup. Carbonite, for instance, promotes their product, which Carbonite supposedly backs up your hard drive to the cloud. And they claim that's all you'll ever need. But there are some problems with the Carbonite and the cloud backup approach. It is quite similar to the old file backup approach. You get a list of all the files on your main hard drive. You check off which files you want to back up to the cloud, and then those files are copied out to the internet, to some storage device on the internet. And so it doesn't back up your operating system. It doesn't back up your programs. A lot of things. Now, Acronis has their Acronis Cloud, and it, about 3-4 years ago, they invented the technology to back up your entire hard drive to the cloud. The only problem is it is very slow. The internet speeds are extremely slow compared to the internal speeds of your local computer. And as an example, I was part of a beta test team that was doing backups or was testing this new technology of backing up to the cloud. And I backed up a portion of one hard drive. It was all of my data files. It took me 10 minutes to back that portion of the hard drive up to an external hard drive attached to my computer. I then turned around and backed up the same files to the Acronis Cloud, and it took 10 hours to do that backup. Now, folks, that was just a small portion of that main hard drive. It could have taken me 2 or 3 days to back up the entire main hard drive to the cloud. Now, this has nothing to do with the Acronis being slow. Actually, they're much faster than their competition. But it's the media itself. The internet speed is just not very fast. Not only that, the cloud backups are expensive. You've got to pay so much a year to store your backups on someone else's computer. Carbonite, I think, charges something like $60 a year. Acronis is a little less expensive than that. And in fact, with some models of our product, we actually have free storage on the cloud for backup purposes. So the cloud is okay to back up a few of your data files, but it is just way too slow to back up your entire hard drive. So what is the remaining solution? The last backup approach is called the image backup approach. Now, this approach was developed and invented by a company called Ghost. and Ghost was sold to Symantec, and for a number of years they offered the Ghost backup utility as Symantec. Now here's what this approach works, how it works. All of the files on your main hard drive are collected together and compressed and condensed and stored in a small portion of a second external hard drive. And then if anything should happen to your main hard drive, it should crash, you go into the restore function, which will pick up your backup on the external hard drive, expand it, and rebuild your main hard drive. So using the Ghost approach or the image backup approach, you can do 30, 40, 50 different backups on one external hard drive that is no larger than the main hard drive inside your computer. So it's a much more effective way to do backups, and it still backs up your entire hard drive. But you only need one external hard drive to save all those backups. Now, what I also, you also avoid is swapping drives around, taking that main hard drive out. In 95% of the cases, the main hard drive is functioning physically just right. It has become corrupted. The software on it has become corrupted, and that's why it has crashed. But you can restore, when you restore a backup image, it rebuilds all of the software on the hard drive, and in 95% of the time, it runs again without having to go buy another internal hard drive and swapping them. All right. Also, you have the ability to retrieve individual files from a backup image. And so the only disadvantage is that second step, the restore step. You cannot use your backup as it's on the external hard drive. You've got to go through the restore step. Let me tell you, I can restore an entire main hard drive in less time than you can tear your computer apart, open up the computer, take out the crashed hard drive, and put a cloned hard drive in its place, and then put your computer all back together again and start it up. That's how fast this restore process is. So this is the only excellent backup approach in the whole bunch of them. It is the only approach used by businesses today, and I'd say 80% of people that do successful backups today use the image backup approach. So we're going to take just a little bit of time and talk about the image backup approach and how it works. Where do you save your backups? Well, with the image approach, you can put them on CDs, DVDs, you could even copy them across to the internet. Remember, it's quite slow. But the best backup media is an external hard drive. Plug it into a USB port on your computer, dedicate that external hard drive just for backups. Doesn't have to be real large. In fact, if you get one the same size as your main hard drive, you can back up 30, 40, 50 times on that external hard drive. And between backups, the best approach is to disconnect that external hard drive. That way, if a virus or something else, ransomware, attacks your computer, it will not also attack your backup external hard drive. How often should you back up? Large corporations back up every few minutes of the day. Small businesses need to back up once a day. For the typical end user, if you back up once a week, you're probably doing a pretty good backup. You could do it much more frequently than that, like daily, but a once a week backup is really very good. Just don't let it extend to 6 months or a year. That isn't a backup. That's an obsolete bit of information that will be of no use to you when your main hard drive crashes. Now, I'm a partitioned user, and I can actually be a little more flexible in how I do backup. And I'll explain that in the last small portion of our presentation today. I'll tell you exactly how I do backups. All right, we've talked about backups. Now let's talk about the restore. When your main hard drive crashes, your computer no longer functions. You can't even boot it up. So how are you going to use that computer to get your main hard drive rebuilt from your backup and get it up and running again? Here are the steps. They're really easy to do. First step, you may have to install a new internal hard drive. 95% of the time, you won't have to do this. You can simply restore to your crashed hard drive, and it will rebuild it just fine. Second, you attach the external hard drive to the computer that has the backup image on it. And then, how do you get that image to rebuild the main hard drive? Well, you need a program. And remember, this computer won't run because the main hard drive is garbage. It's all corrupted. It can't even boot up. That's where you boot from a bootable CD that has True Image on it, and it puts a small program inside the computer, picks up the backup image on your external hard drive, and rebuilds your main hard drive inside the computer. Now, this happens very fast. It doesn't take days to restore like the online backup approach takes. It takes about 1 minute to restore 1 gigabyte of backup information. So if the compressed backup information on your external hard drive is 20 gigabytes, it'd take about 20 minutes to rebuild your main hard drive. Very, very fast. Less than an hour to rebuild almost any size main hard drive. Now, I seldom need to restore my entire hard drive. Once every year or two, the hard drive will fail on me and I'll have to do a full restore. But I find that I've lost individual files. Either I forgot to save them on the hard drive, or they became corrupt, or I accidentally deleted them, or something happened to them. Well, fortunately, you can restore one or two files from your backup image using our approach. All you do is attach your backup hard drive to the main computer. The computer runs just fine. It's only missing one or two files. And then you run Windows Explorer, and it's been specially modified by Acronis to allow it to get into your compressed image file and find individual files there. You just find them, find the missing file, and do a copy, and then paste it back onto your main hard drive. Or drag and drop, whichever way you like to work. So you can very quickly restore individual files. All right. The product that I'm talking about is Acronis True Image. version 2018. That's a typo. Sorry about that. 2018 standard edition is the current edition. You can see down here on the box it says 2018. It's certainly the main part about this product is it's the best image backup utility on the market. It can also do file backups if you want to back up a few of your data files to a CD or something like that. It will accommodate that. It will do continuous backups, which allow you to back up key critical files every few minutes. It can actually do clones and back up your entire hard drive or clone your entire hard drive. It has some cleanup utilities and some other things built into it. It handles all of your remote smartphones and tablets and can back those up too. So the latest thing in 2018 is they've added a very sophisticated ransomware blocker. And ransomware is the evil tool used by hackers today to attack your computer. And with this True Image 2018 on your computer and running, it will prevent any ransomware from getting at your computer, and it will give you the backup you need in case your computer is attacked by something other than ransomware. Okay, there's actually three versions of True Image now. True Image 2018 Advanced is a step up. This is an annual license. The True Image True Image Standard is a regular release, and you can use that for 1, 2, 3 years, however you long want to use it. But the True Image Advance is an annual license. It will run on your computer for 1 year, and then you have to renew it. But it will give you any free upgrades to the newest version that Acronis comes out with. And this is the first product that allows you to use the cloud to do your backup. Comes with 250 gigabytes of free space, and you can add 500 gigabytes to it if you want to. And this is about adequate to back up a few of your key data files. It will also back up your Facebook account and all of the files associated with Facebook. And with phone support, it now gives you a year's phone support, a year's technical support, and phone support is added to the list. A lot of people have asked for that. Not available on the standard product, only chat and email support, but phone support is now available in addition to chat and email. And then the highest price product we have and the most powerful is the premium product. This has an annual license fee of $100. We sell it at half that price, $50 per computer. And it comes with a whole terabyte of free Acronis cloud space that you can back up to. It gives you not only chat, email, and phone support, but it gives you premium support, which is within 24 hours. It uses a whole new technology to do backups so that nothing can destroy a backup once it's made on your hard drive. and it comes with a whole new function to handle electronic signatures on your system. So those are the three products. I'm going to give you a quick demonstration. They all look the same, but here is True Image. This happens to be the premium product, but these are different functions that you can do with the product. The first is your backup. It's the top left column, and it can do several types of backups I've defined for this computer. We'll come back to this one in just a minute. The second main function is archiving. You know, your hard drive has probably a lot of old files on it that you haven't used in years, and they take up a lot of space. This product will go out, find those old, out-of-date files, and save them for you on an external hard drive so that you don't have to take up space on your main hard drive. Synchronization allows you to share certain files with another computer, either a computer attached locally to over a local area network or one across the nation on the internet. There's a whole bunch of extra tools that come with it. Yeah, cloning is part of this. Universal restore, parallels, try and decide, some cleanup utilities, and the list goes on and on. So they're really a whole bunch of extra tools. Active Protection is the ransomware protection, and it's on my computer. It runs automatically. Out of 250 flags that have occurred, 25 have been suspicious and have been checked by the ransomware block. And one of those was actually a ransomware that it blocked and stopped, so that I never saw, never felt it, but it was my computer was protected against it. The account tells me all about my serial numbers. There's my serial number. And it tells the various releases. It tells how much cloud storage I have. I have a terabyte of cloud storage. Only 20 megabytes are currently used. I have very little out there. And then some settings. Let's go up, back up to the backup. I have set up three or four different backup tasks. The data backup is for my data partition. We'll talk about partitions later. Photo backup backs up all the photographs and video clips that I have on my computer. The Windows 10 backup backs up my C drive, which contains Windows and all of my application programs. And then I have another backup that backs up the entire hard drive, all the hidden partitions and extra files on it. Let's go up to data backup. I can show you the backup location I use on my external hard drive. There it is. And every day I do a backup. Yesterday I did a full backup, and today I did an incremental backup. And we're going to do another here very shortly. Let me see if I can expand. No, I guess not. But I've been doing daily backups for months. In fact, we're going back here to when I first installed this external hard drive. And that was December 2016. A year and a half ago, something like that. And I've been backing up every day in the past year and a half to the external hard drive. And my data backups are out there. Now, I can look at that activity. You see down at the bottom that my picture files in this partition are very small. My videos, my audio files, but the documents is the primary thing out here. And I can look at all the activity. The last backup was done early this morning at 1 a.m. in the morning, and it backed up 102 megabytes were all the changes. It was an incremental backup. Yesterday I did a full backup, and that was 48 gigabytes, much larger than 100 megabytes. Anyway, that's the backup utility that we offer. And if you should ever have to recover, you can go into recovery, and it will give you the ability to recover individual files or your entire hard drive. All right. At this point, let's go back to the presentation, and the next is our question and answer. Any of you got questions on backup? Now is your time to ask them, and I'll try to answer them for you. Any questions?
Hang on.
Okay.
I'll provide the microphone to whoever would like to ask a question.
Yes, a little bit of an echo coming through, but let's try it.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
I have a few questions. Is there any one of these backups that has, like, antivirus, anti-ransomware, anti-anything that you can leave connected all the time?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just, too much of an echo is coming through, so... Okay, Jim, if you'd like to repeat it or ask.
She was trying to deal with her antivirus software, which should be on all the time, versus you would have the hard drive taken off between backups in your system, so that the hard drives would not be... or at least the backup hard drive would not be subject to anything that would come into the system.
Yeah, the reason I removed the external hard drive, which is my backup drive, between backups is just to protect it and all of my backups on it from any virus or ransomware that should attack my computer. At least I've got the backup safe and secure, and I can use it to rebuild my computer if something does attack my computer. If you use True Image on your computer, then you may not need to do that with ransomware, because it will block all ransomware attacking your computer. But a virus could get through, and if you don't have a good virus software product, it could cause damage on your computer also. Good question. Did that answer it?
Yes. I have another question. Can you back up more than one computer on an external hard drive, or do you need separate for each computer?
Okay, and again, I'm getting such an echo. Absolutely. Although they're so inexpensive today, I usually have one attached or near each of my computers. But, yeah, you can take one external hard drive. If you're going to back up once a week, you may pick a Saturday afternoon or evening to do backups. Attach it to one computer, back that one up, disconnect it, attach it to another computer, back that one up. So, yes, you can do that. You need a little bigger external hard drive if you're going to back up multiple computers to one external hard drive. That works fine.
Do you remove some of these external hard drives and keep them at a different location?
Yes. I recommend that about once a quarter you take your local external hard drive and you save that at a remote location, and then you attach a second backup hard drive to your computer and do backups on that one. And then at the end of the quarter, swap or exchange the two backups. So at a remote location, at least you've got something that has your files as of 2 or 3 months ago. Now, you could do this swapping of locations every few weeks if you want to. Just depends on what you feel is a risk factor. So, that works too, and that's a good suggestion. Any others? Any other questions? None?
Okay, yes, just a moment.
Okay, should we go forward? And
I got a question.
Okay.
Question is, a few months ago, a friend of mine took what I had on my XP and he transferred over to my Windows 7 laptop. That worked out. But now I tried to do it myself using a disk. And it was a CD. I followed the instruction on one of my books. There's a lot of pictures in there. Everything went perfectly until I came to the backup part. Now, the picture shows all the different things you can click on, except backup. The word backup doesn't even appear. I can't understand why. Just that one word doesn't appear. Everything else is just as normal as the pictures in a book, just that one thing. It's an XP desktop, and like I said, I was trying to put that on a CD. Huh? What do you mean? I had it over your place one time. What was that? Microsoft? No. But the question is, everything was working fine as far as following the instructions in a book. And look. Oh, I don't know. Just for XP.
Unless we know what program we're talking about, we'll give you have another question.
Yes, I have. I have your program Acronis, about 3 years old or so, still in the box, never used it. My question is, if I use that now, would I be at a great disadvantage?
I don't know what program. If it's a copy of True Image from 3 or 4 years ago, it may not run on the current Windows 10 operating systems. True Image is system utility software, and as such, it needs to have a detailed understanding of the operating system it's running under. And every new Windows that comes out, Acronis spends lots of time updating and modifying their backup utility, so that it now understands the new operating system and can work with it.
But
if it's an older version of a backup utility, it may not work with the current Windows 10.
He says he has Windows 7, so it would work fine with Windows 7?
Yeah, usually something that's 3 or 4 years ago. Windows or True Image 2014, I think, would work fine on Windows 7, even some earlier versions. But Windows 8 and Windows 10, you need a minimum of 2000, True Image 2015, and Windows to run backups on the newer operating systems. Okay? Any other questions?
How can you recognize
a ransomware, so in order not to click on it. How can you recognize that?
That's not an Acronis question. We'll discuss that with you later, Heshmet.
So, if I understand correctly, the clone backup type and the image backup type both backup everything on your computer. Is that correct? So when you have programs like Excel and PowerPoint, if we use those two different backup systems, and of course preferably yours, they backup everything. Is that my correct understanding?
Yes, the clone approach for backup and the image approach for backup are the only two that will backup your entire hard drive.
And that would
except the online backup approach from Acronis can also back up your entire hard drive, but very, very slow, very slow.
So would there be, and I'm sorry to interrupt, would there be also an issue when you have, let's say, Excel on your computer, and then it backs it up? Are there any issues with a licensing number because it's put on a new computer? Because if it was an older version and it's maybe 4 years later that you are using the backup?
Okay, licensing issues are something each software, you'd have to analyze each software's license agreement to know what its terms are. In general, a backup utility is used to take the contents of one computer and restore it back onto the same computer. There's another type of software that's called a system migration utility that will collect everything on one computer and then move it, allow you to move it to another computer. And there's one utility on the market called PC Mover that can do that. The backup can do part of it, and I have a paper on my website that you can look up, technical paper on how to use TrueImage to migrate from one computer to another. All right, I'd like to move on to the last topic, and then we'll have time at the end if there are still more questions, be able to try to help you with them. The last topic has to do with partitions. Why should you partition your hard drive? And I'll share with you my partitioning approach. First, what is a partition? Well, it's a section or division of your main hard drive that you have formatted with a file system, and a drive letter is assigned by Windows to that individual partition. A computer's hard drive, each hard drive can have one or more partitions on it, depending on the size of the drive and how much space is free. So partitioning a hard drive is fairly common. It's part of the architecture of hard drives. Now, all of us have partitioned hard drives. The C drive or C partition on your main hard drive is a partition. And in most cases, your computer's main hard drive may have two or three or even four partitions on it that you may not even be aware of besides your C drive. So let's talk a little about why you may want to partition your hard drive beyond just the C drive. The C drive on your hard drive is where Windows resides. It is installed in your C drive or C partition. I better call it like it is. It really is a partition. And if Windows becomes corrupt, it will take down your entire C partition. Also, your programs, all of your application programs, are installed in your C partition. And viruses, in order to run, have to be attached to a program. And when you run the program that it's attached to, it sets off the virus. So again, viruses attack primarily the C partition. I guess the summary I'd like you to all remember is that the C partition on your main hard drive is the riskiest partition, the highest risk level of all the partitions on your hard drive. And so I would not have anything of importance in the C partition. All of my data files, all of my photographs, all of my spreadsheets, my databases, everything else that's important to me, I am going to create a separate partition and save them in the separate partition. Then if the C partition crashes, chances are these others will not be touched. So that's reason number one, is risk. Reason number two, you buy a computer today, it'll come with a terabyte or larger hard drive on it, main hard drive on it. And that's a lot of space to be used up in one large C partition. So I recommend you divide that down into four smaller partitions, just lets you better organize the files on your main hard drive. It's like a filing cabinet. If you, it doesn't make much sense to get a filing cabinet with one extremely long and big file drawer in it. Rather than that, you'll buy a 3 or 4 door drawer filing cabinet instead to save different files in different drawers. And then it gives you more backup flexibility if you partition it. And let's talk about how I partition my hard drive. The C partition is, I call it my program partition, because that's where Windows is installed, and that's where all of my application programs are installed. Everything else I take out of the C partition. I have a data partition, so all of my email folders, all of my favorite lists, my databases, spreadsheets, financial records, documents I've written, all of this is in a separate data partition on my computers, on all of my computers. This protects them from the risky C partition where the programs and Windows reside. And then the third partition that I have on all my computers is a photo partition. I'm an avid photographer. I have lots of digital photographs. I have video clips. And I save those on my computers. And I put them in a separate partition called the photo partition. And that way I can save them in a safe storage without compressing them in a backup approach. So that's the three partitions that I use on my computers. Well, that lets me back up each partition separately. My data partition has files that change all the time, every day. And so I back this partition up once a day. But it's small. The data partition is one of the smaller partitions on my main hard drive. So that backup occurs very, very quickly. My photo partition is quite a bit larger. But I only update and add new photographs maybe once a week to my computer. And so a weekly backup of that partition is all I need. My program partition with Windows and all my application programs doesn't change very often. Now, Windows does they do a monthly update to the Windows operating system. And there are other changes to application programs that occur. But I back my program partition, my C partition, up once a month. And that seems to be more than adequate. Now, the entire hard drive, I back up once a quarter because there are other hidden partitions on your main hard drive. And you want to make sure they get backed up in case you have to totally rebuild your main hard drive. So that's the approach that I use for backups. Now, a lot of people weren't even aware they could partition their hard drive, much less know how to do it. And Acronis has come out with a product called Disk Director, version 12. This only runs on a PC. Lets you add and delete partitions, make them bigger or smaller, move them around, rename them, change their type, all sorts of things. And this is Disk Director 12. It's not a backup utility. It's a partitioning utility. And let's take just a quick look at this. I won't do anything with it. But here's the two hard drives attached to my computer. The first hard drive, disk one, is the main internal hard drive. And it has five partitions on it. Each of these square boxes is a partition. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is not a partition. It's empty or unallocated space. If I run out of space on one of my other partitions, I can take space out of this one to use with that other partition. My second hard drive is an external hard drive. I have a 2 terabyte external hard drive that I save all of my backups on it. And this is my backup hard drive. And I've only got one large backup partition on it. Now, the colored bar up above tells me the type of partition. Green is primary. Tan is logical. And unallocated is gray. And then the dark green and the light green tell me how full that partition is. The dark green is used space. The light green is space available. So you can see on my external hard drive, my backup partition, I'm about 90-95% full. I'm going to have to replace it or start deleting some of the older backups from several months ago. Anyway, it's getting up there in space. Now, I can do all sorts of things with this product to change the partition boundaries, add new partitions. Let's say I wanted to create a new partition out here. I would select that area of unallocated space, right-click on it, say Create a Volume, and go down a little bit. And it's an NTFS partition. It could be any of all of these Linux partitions, FAT partitions. NTFS is the best for Windows. I could assign it a name. Let's call it Stuff, because I'm going to put all of my special stuff in this partition. And I'll give that a drive letter of S for stuff. And then I can make it a logical or primary partition. And when I finish with that, I can decide how big I'm going to make it. I'm actually making it the full size, but if I didn't want to make it the full size, I can make it, let's say, less than the full size. No, I can't. Not on that screen. Anyway, when I'm finished, I click on finish, and now I have created a partition here, labeled it stuff, and given it the drive letter S. And once I commit that to the hard drive, I can go out and start storing any special files in it that I want to. So that's how easy it is to use this particular product. Has anyone in the audience ever used a partitioning utility?
Yes.
A few of you have? Okay, great. It's usually more advanced users will use them, but it with a product like Disk Director, even the novice user can partition their hard drive. Any questions on partitioning before we wrap up our presentation?
It looked like you put all of your backups on the same drive just together without partitioning that drive, correct?
Right. I don't. There in that partition are several folders, one for each main partition on my main hard drive, and then I keep my backups in several folders instead of separate partitions.
My other question was, I've had a problem with Microsoft, which likes to put everything on the C drive, and it has users, and then under users it puts my documents and my this and my that. I've had a data drive for years, but it's a matter of what's the easy way of getting that stuff to stay on your D drive as opposed to your C drive?
Yeah, you can move all of that stuff that Microsoft puts on your C drive to your D drive. And then it will use that. You have to go into the applications and modify them. Let's say that you put all of your Word documents out on your D drive. You would go into Word and then set up the default data partition or default data directory for Word and make it your D drive instead of your C drive. But it'll take you 10-15 minutes to do that, but once you get it set up, you never have to change it. Works like a charm.
Well, the problem is that other entities like to put things in my documents, which seems to be three or four or five places on my computer, which is a slight problem. I sometimes lose them. But part of the places is on the C drive under a username. And, of course, I have a partition there between the administrative user and the individual user, so there are two sets of my documents, just that alone, aside from moving it to other drives.
Yeah, you have to, as I say, you have to go into the application that creates these documents and put it in a setting for that application where the default directory is for your documents.
Any other questions?
So you can change that, but you have to change it in each application. And sure, Windows occasionally will stick stuff someplace else, and after a while, Windows is smart enough to start learning where you're putting it. And it won't do that as much in the future if you change them all over to another partition.
Say for a certain period of time, say 6 or 7 months, you do not create anything of importance, no photos, no files, no nothing wonderful, and you only browse the net. Do you still have to backup frequently then, or can you just do it once in that period?
You've got all of your important files on a separate partition on your main hard drive. Is that what you say? And as long as you do that, if you get all of these important files out of your C partition, then you don't have to do backups?
Correct.
Is that what
you're
saying?
If everything is already backed up, let's say in January, and then you don't do anything until October, is that old backup still sufficient because you just don't work much on your computer and you only browse the net?
No, every time your computer changes and every time you save a file to another partition, that partition needs to be backed up too. And as I said, a weekly backup is really what you need to do.
But is that even if you don't create any files and save nothing?
Yeah, if you don't create any files, but your hard drive is changing continually.
Sure.
I don't know, Windows updates. Just look at your computer when it's sitting idle doing nothing. You'll see the little light flashing on. It's doing all sorts of updates and changes and reorganizations and cleaning up and whatever it does. And all of those changes are going to be lost if you don't do backups. When a hard drive crashes, you're going to lose everything from today when it crashed back until the last backup that you did. And so if that last backup was 6 months ago, you're going to lose 6 months worth of changes to that hard drive. If the backup was yesterday, then the most you'd ever lose is just 1 day's worth of backup. Or 1 day's worth of backup. So you want the interval between backups to be fairly short and not extend them forever. Now, if it's a file you never use, never change, archive it, stick it out on an external hard drive, forget about it. But if it's on your main hard drive that you're updating, then you want to back it up. Because a virus can attack other partitions on your main hard drive besides your C partition. Most viruses will focus on the C partition, but they could attack your data partition or your photo partition, and all your photographs would be lost. So need to back them all up and back them up on a regular basis.
How is Acronis better than its competition? What are some of the ways that it is better?
Okay, it's the most powerful backup utility. Some people will say, well, I've got Windows 10. And Windows 10 comes with a backup utility. It's a very basic backup utility. It can only do full backups. It can't do incremental backups. And so you're going to fill up your external hard drive after about 5 full backups. So, and if you have to restore an individual file with the Windows 10 backup utility, you're going to have to restore the entire partition because there's no way Windows 10 backup will let you restore an individual file out of your backup. So very, very elementary, basic backup utilities are out there. Most hard drives come with very basic backups, but they're like comparing Microsoft Word with Notepad. One's a full function product and the other is a demonstration test product, minimal function product. And that's what you'll find True Image is a full function product.
I have Carbonite. And it seems to do things automatically. I have it set up so that it, does regular backups. I was always very poor about getting them done on time. Is your program something that can be set up so that it does those things automatically?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's almost critical if you're doing internet backups to do them whenever it can because they are so slow. Of course, what carbonite doesn't tell you, it sort of hides the backup time behind your regular use of the computer. What they don't tell you is when that hard drive crashes and you have to restore your entire computer, it's going to take 2 or 3 days to restore it. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't. The drive that's on your desk, the external drive that's on your desk, if you pay them an extra 30 or something a year, is a local drive. So that's the one that has the image on it. And that, you know, will work just as fast as any other local drive providing an image. The stuff that's on the internet is your files, so it's a far smaller database.
Okay, so you don't back, does Carbonite back up to local hard drives?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that product. Okay. Yeah, the product that's been the top backup utility on the market is True Image. It's a lot faster than the other products that are out there, image products, and it's got a lot more function built into it. Okay. It's the Cadillac of the bunch, and if you get it through me, I give you the bargain basement prices on it. So maybe we should go on and finish.
I have one more question here, and then we'll do the raffle.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry to repeat, but to make it clear in my mind, QImage Standard and Disk Director 12, can I use those on two computers?
What is the difference between the two?
No. Can I use each program on more than one computer?
Okay. I'll get into the wrap-up. But True Image is our backup utility, and you need that installed on each computer that you're going to back up. So you need a license for each computer that you want to back up. Disk Director, on the other hand, is a partitioning utility. You run it for 5, 10 minutes, a half hour, whatever. And once it's done running on one computer, you can uninstall it from that computer and run it on another computer. So one license of Disk Director should be able to partition all of your computers. You just have to uninstall it and reinstall it. And the partitions, once you set up the partitions on a hard drive and then uninstall the software, those partitions stay on that hard drive. So you don't need to keep it around just to hold the partitions in place. Good question. A lot of people are confused about that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It's been very informative. And
let's do a little bit of a wrap-up.